Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Sting will compete in AEW. Plus, a Raw star has responded to Undertaker's comments on the Joe Rogan podcast, and a Hall of Famer wants one more match. For Friday, January 22nd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
You guys fight dirty. You guys fight street style. Where my guys, well, we've been gentlemen. Here's the difference. I grew up in the streets. Do your homework on me. These men are street fighters.
We talk about street, yeah. You know what I just realized? We talk about streets. We're talking about street fighters. Here's the thing. You two couldn't see us in the streets. Am I right, boys? Couldn't see us in the streets. Come on.
No. Here's the deal. Starks is right. I say we take it to the streets. You want to go hard? You want to go nasty? Ball's in your court, bitches. What you got?
That's an awkward pause right there.
Sting just whispered something in Darby's ear.
You want to take it to the streets, Team Taz? Be careful what you wish for, because it just might happen.
As confirmed last night on AEW's social platform, Sting will return to in-ring competition. So we saw, as you heard a bit of there on Dynamite, the showdown between Sting and Darby Allin and Team Taz. This has resulted in the announcement of a street fight planned for AEW Revolution. In February, we will see Ricky Starks teaming with Brian Cage from Team Taz to face off against Darby Allin and Sting. This will be Sting's first wrestling action since 2015. It was back in September of that year when he faced Seth Rollins at Night of Champions. He took a buckle bomb from Seth Rollins and consequently suffered a neck injury. Found out soon afterwards that he was suffering from spinal stenosis, and at the Hall of Fame ceremony following that in March, he officially announced his career was over. Fast forward now to 2021, and we're about to see Sting in action. Now, this may not necessarily be a wrestling match in the ring. There are some reports that are suggesting that they may go down the cinematic wrestling route for this particular one. A well-produced video presentation of a street fight, a literal street fight between Team Taz, Darby Allin and Sting. I guess we will find out in the weeks to come. But Sting officially getting back into competition as part of AEW.
The product has changed so much, and it's kind of soft, you know.
Are you going to get in trouble for saying that?
Probably. I probably piss a lot of people off, but they need to hear it. It is what it is. But to the young guys, he's a bitter old guy.
Right.
I'm not bitter. I did my time. I'm good. I walked away when I wanted to walk away. I just think the product is a little soft. There's guys here and there that have an edge to them. But there's too much pretty, not enough substance, I think, right now.
The Undertaker, Mark Calloway, speaking very openly on the Joe Rogan podcast about a whole number of things, including backstage changes. Not really understanding why people play video games backstage and arcing back to the days of people carrying knives and guns during locker room conversations. And Xavier Woods put out a tweet that may have been connected to these comments from The Undertaker. Many believe that the tweet is in response to what Taker was saying. Xavier Woods saying on Twitter, "I wouldn't be the person that I am without the guidance and lessons of a few key people from the previous generation of wrestling. They taught me about the business to save my money, and having video games in the locker room is healthier than having redacted. Thank you, guys." And that is all. Funny how a comment like that is made following on Undertaker's comments about back in the day when he saw guys with knives and guns in the locker room. Xavier Woods speaking in a roundabout way against those comments made by Mark Calloway. Transport yourself to thousands of amazing locations this weekend thanks to Audible. Sign up for 30 days absolutely free at cultaholic.com and get a free audiobook that you can keep forever in the process. Find out more at cultaholic.com/audible. A popular WWE team looks to be turning heel. This comes from Brian Alvarez on the Wrestling Observer radio show. Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter won their first round match in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, and it could lead to something big for them. Alvarez saying, "I was told last night after Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter got their upset win in the Dusty Classic, and Casey did a full senton to win, I was told that was supposed to be the beginning of a heel turn for Catanzaro and Carter. Both have been on the books in NXT since 2017 and 2018, respectively. Haven't had much of a push. They've just been one of those teams that have floated on the periphery. And I feel like there is opportunity for them to do something big coming away from the first ever Women's Dusty Tag Team Classic. We've seen a rise in ratings for both AEW and NXT now that the world has somewhat cooled following several weeks of news dominating our eyes. The 20th of January, Dynamite doing 854,000 viewers, up from 762,000, and NXT back up there as well, 659,000 from last week's 551. Once again, AEW winning out the day on that one. That tends to be the way things go. Staying with AEW for a little bit longer, January the 18th, they filed a trademark on Battle of the Belts for use in toys, merchandise, and games and all that jazz. As of yet, we don't know why they've trademarked that. It was an NWA event back in the mid-80s. But with their current rivalry with Impact Wrestling, you have to believe that Battle of the Belts could be connected to that ongoing invasion that they're doing. Maybe we have a whole pay-per-view devoted to AEW versus Impact champions. Talking of the belts and the crossing of the streams, Private Party officially revealed as the next challengers for the Good Brothers on Impact this past Tuesday. We can confirm this morning that match for the Impact Tag Team Championships will go down at No Surrender on Saturday, February the 13th. This is the next Impact Plus special in 2021. Should be a fun engagement, that one. And an actress super fan of wrestling would love a shot at being a manager in AEW. So William Washington, the host of Wrestling with Will, Wonderful show. Do check it out. He's a mate of mine. Love you, Will. He was chatting with Danielle Fishel, a.k.a. Topanga, from Boy Meets World. She is going to be part of the AEW Awards, presenting Breakout Male and Female. Wants to do more in wrestling as well. She said, I love athletics. I'm naturally athletic. And when I put my mind to something and train for something, I can really get into it. So there's been a few times where I've thought, what if I just trained to become a wrestler? Then I thought my body would hate me. I'm going to be 40 this year. I don't know if that's the time to decide I'm going to start wrestling. Would I like to be a manager? Yes. I would love to do something like that. I would do it in a heartbeat. Former WWF star Val Venus, a.k.a. Sean Morley, has deleted his Twitter account. For the past few months, Morley has been posting consistently about conspiracy theories and QAnon-related matters, e-wrestling news, gave us the following report. They said there were times where he would post over 100 plus tweets per day, some of them incoherent and at all times during the day or night. We monitored some of these tweets and there were multiple periods where he'd be up for 48 plus hours straight posting non-stop. There were even some current and former wrestling superstars who were pleading with him to get the help he seems to need. If you try and load Morley's page, it just comes up and says this account does not exist. Slater, a.k.a. Heath Slater, a.k.a. Heath, was on Table Talk with Devon Dudley. And he talked about a segment he did with Brock Lesnar back in 2016. You know, the infamous I don't give an F about your kids segment. And Heath gave us this little insight, saying, I just wanted to give Brock one punch. That was it. Paul was like, if you hit Brock, you really have to hit him. Whatever. I know how to throw a punch. I'll make it look good. And he says, I don't give a damn about your kids. Boom. And then he kills me. The fans would have loved that. That's all I pitched. Slater, fair play to him, wanting to swing a fist at Brock Lesnar. Get in there, lad. This comes from PW Insider. Vice TV are working on an episode covering the life and career of Chris Kanyon. Kanyon took his own life in April of 2010, aged just 40 years old. And it's a documentary they're looking to do to showcase his entire career, events that spanned in the last decade following him coming out as gay and the events that transpired in his personal life from there. Expect that to be a part of season 3 of Dark Side of the Ring, along with a look at the life and times of Brian Pillman. Fox Sports announced today a special Royal Rumble preview edition of WWE Backstage is airing on FS1 at 8 p.m. That's Saturday night, the 30th of January, the night before the Rumble. We're going to see Renee Paquette back in a WWE capacity. She is still working for Fox, but not specifically for WWE. She'll be alongside Booker T and Paige, who will be hosting the show, which airs the night before the Royal Rumble. And WWE Hall of Famer Alundra Blaze wants one more match. She was on Twitter following a tweet from the WWE's official social account. They asked who they would like people to see show up at this year's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Alundra Blaze quote tweeted a reply saying, well, you know what? One can only scream on top of the mountain for so long and so loud. When are you going to give me one of your golden era Hall of Famers a freaking retirement match? Just putting it out there after this is done. I mean, really, I ain't getting any younger. After this, I am done. Alundra Blaze, it would be great to see one more match for Blaze. We on the Cultaholic Classic Raw review have been talking about some of the work Blaze has been doing in 1995. Certainly a standout performer for the company in that era. And it would be great to have a swan song for her in 2021. Hey, talking of the Classic Raw review, brand new episode this Saturday afternoon. Myself and Justin Henry are watching every single episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning, and we are heading deep into the new generation era. We're 2 weeks out from WrestleMania 11. Come join us for the ride on the Cultaholic Classic Raw review this Saturday. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, of course, it is Friday, which means the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast with Matthew, Jack, and Ross. They'll be taking your questions from the mailbag and answering one big question, as well as looking back on this bloody week in the wrestling. That's my impression of Jen right there. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It is Love You Bye Friday today from 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. You and I live from the isolation station. I'll be taking your phone calls from 4 o'clock. And then from 6 o'clock, Ross Tweddle is here. He's back playing some FIFA-based goodness from 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. So it's a double dip on Twitch today. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic to be a part of it. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.